We are learning Maseches Baba Kama Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the top of Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. We explained Pshat in the Braisa. The last explanation was buy is Pshat, that if someone buys a field b'shem chaveroi, b'shem reish galusa, as the Gersa some have, the halacha is you don't force the moicher to sell it to write you two stars. One star that you're going to show the world that's to the reish galusa, and another star it really belongs to me. But if he tells the moicher, I'm only buying it if you write me two stars, then he has to write it. And that he could do, because he can make a deal with the moicher like that way. Zog to Gemara, Omamar. Alakeach sodom shem chaveire, in kaifrens a moicher limkar, zimna achrita. You don't force the moicher, the seller, to write another star. Because he doesn't want to write two stars. It doesn't look good. He has two times in bez than a star. And the courts, they see, they sold twice, even though it's one sale. He doesn't want to have extra star. So Gemara pshita, what's the havamina that he could force the moicher to write another star? Mao de teima motzi omalei. You would think you could tell the Moicha like this. You know I'm buying it for myself. You know I told you, I did it in front of Edom, I said it even. I'm buying it for myself, and we're selling it to the Resh Glusa really. And I'm just making a Hatzalah, Rashi, Lashon Hatzalah. I'm just trying to give myself a protection by writing it to Resh Glusa. You don't throw out money for nothing. Ella, obviously, if I'm buying and putting money into this thing, and buying a building for $1 million, I'm not just throwing money in the garbage. What I'm doing is I want to make sure I'm protected, so I'm writing exclusive. Of course, I want to own star. It's obvious. So, and obviously, when I make this sale, I'm doing al das that. Kamashlo, no. The Omalei, the guy says, the Moicha says, I thought that you have a deal with Resh Galusa. And Yonah Avdilach, which means you have a tenai, you have a deal together with the guy who is buying it from you. You have a deal with him. And he'll write another star for you. He'll write you another star. So that's why it's not so poshut. Because you would think that maybe you could tell the guy, look, you know what I'm doing here. So you're willing to write another star. So his mar says, no, because the moicha says, I knew what you're doing, but I thought you have a deal with the Reish Kalusa. He'll write you a star. So therefore, it's not a raya, by me going ahead with this, is that I agreed to write another star. Then the second part of Bryce, if you make a deal with the Meicher, then you can force him to write the star. So Mar says, pshita, obviously, you made a deal, and that was the deal. He doesn't make a clear tenai with the Meicher. He just says in front of the Meicher, in front of Edom and the Meicher, he says, look, I want another star. So Mao de Tema, Motsi Omale, maybe you think the Meicher could say, the seller could say, Mao de Motsi Omale, Amina Shtara Mehech de Koshaka Veshmeik Amrit. I thought you mean that you're gonna get a star. You're telling the Edom, I want a star from the other guy, from the Reish Galusa I'm selling to. That's what you mean to say. Kamash Walon, the Omale, Lahochi Tarchi, Va Amrilo Le Edom Kamach. That that I went ahead and made sure to say it in front of Edom, in front of you, it's obvious I want the star from you. And therefore, I can demand the star from you. So the Chiddush of Seif is, even though I didn't manage to make a clear contract, I'm a nasty, they give me a star. But I said in front of the Meicher, in front of Edom, I said, look, I'm planning on getting another star. So then, the halacha is, the Meicher is mechuyav to write another star. He can't claim that I thought you meant to get another star from someone else, because what are you saying in front of the Meicher for? Obviously, you mean the Meicher. So ad kan, the pshat in this price. Now we go to New Gemara. Zot Gemara Vayter. Rav Kahana Yav Zuzi Akisna. Rav Kahana gave money for flax, and right now we think that he actually even bought it. He went to the Meicher, to a seller who sells a lot of flax. He needs a big thing of flax, and he's not ready to bring it home yet because he doesn't have room for it yet. So he gives money for it. He makes a meshicha, and he leaves it there. L'soif at the end, like a few weeks later, Aika Kisna, the price of flax went up. So the guy watching it did Rav Kahana a favor and sold it. This way, make a big profit. Zovna Marvosta the Kisna, the Meicher, the original owner of the Kisna, he sold it. He sold it for Rav Kahana. So now he's coming to Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana paid for it $1,000 and it turned into $2,000. So really, Rav Kahana gives $1,000 and now the owner's coming back and says, here's $2,000. Looks like a little bit like ribbis. So Osla came to Rav. So Rav Kahana came to Rav, Omalei Ma Eved, Ezla Ashka Zuzeh, should I go collect this money? Should I take the money because of Shiloh Rivers? Omalei, so Rav answered, I kiko zavni omri hai kista de Kahana hu zil shkoil. If when he sold it, he said that I'm selling Rav Kahana's flax. So then he's pashto shliach for Rav Kana. It's Rav Kana's flax, and he said, "I'm selling it for you." So then it's not a shaila ribbis. Why is not a shaila ribbis? Because the money is going directly from the buyer, the new buyer, to Rav Kana. It's not going to the original buyer, and then that guy is given to Rav Kana. It's going straight to the Rav Kana because he sold it for him. He was a shliach. So then you could take it. But if not, then we'll worry about ribbis. So the Gemara says, who's that? Kaman kibnei marava da amri mi hoidi oi lebal chitim shiyukid chitim bal moyes. So here Rashi's not clear with the pshat, over Tosis pshat. Tosis says that this must be like the bnei marava. We had yesterday a machlokes bnei marava, not bnei marava holds the only time I mean the other guy is if I know about it. If I don't know about it, then I mean to mimak the guy in front of me. We had here a Shaila made Rav Shmuel bar Sarasati holds that Sasrati holds that you go with the Baal HaMoyas. So, but here we're saying that it sounds like no, you have to know about it. If you don't know about it, we assume you're selling to the guy in front of you. Let's read Tosis inside Kiman. Tosis Koloimar. And therefore, since you're going like Rav, if you didn't tell the lekeach that I'm selling it for Rav Kahana, I kiss the kahanu, nimsa the kahanu loy kari lahanu moyes. It comes out that that money goes to the middleman. The inu lava died to hachi avle b'moyes. I didn't give you the money for Rav Kahana. I didn't know about it. V'shok kahana midei the ravuse. If the kahana takes it from the marvasa, who's the middle guy, how kiilu medu yavlu machzir? Looks like ribbis. So it sounds like from this that Rav gave a psak, that if they don't know, he didn't say it's kahana, it's no good, it sounds like going to be a Rav. So afraid to come on that, I don't know what you're talking about. Otu mi yoav Rav kahana arba v'shokal tamne, is that the case that he gave 4, he got back 8? Kissed him a male diakad, kissed him one up by itself, and migzel gozle, and this guy stole it. V'tran kol gazor m'shal m'shal z'zela. The Gemara is asked like this, so what are we saying? That here, the lekeach means to give it to the middle guy. If that's the case, then the middle guy just made a geneva. If we're talking about Mashiach here, Rav Kahana owned this. So the middle guy can't go and sell Rav Kahana's thing for himself and take the money for himself. He can't do that. That's geneva. And the law is, we do geneva, you pay kashas akzela. Here, when he stole the flax, it already was up to 8. So it's not ribbis. It's pasul to geneva. It's not shala ribbis. What would be shala ribbis? He can't sell. If he didn't say Rav Kahana's name and fee Rav, and saying fee Rav, the law is that it really goes to sale to the middle guy, and the middle guy then passes on to Rav Kahana. The middle guy couldn't do a mechira. It wasn't his. He's a geneva. And therefore, it's not ribbis when he pays the 8, because he stole something. He stole flax worth 8, and he's giving back 8. What's the problem? So, to Gemara, I'll tell you a different shot. There's a different shot in the story with Rav.
They only happened to himself?
Yes, when he did the exile. It was a pekod in his house. He was allowed to keep it in his house. That was mutter. Only when he stole it, that's when he did a geneva. So, Gemara has an answer that the case is not looking at what you thought. Rav Kahana never made a Mashicha. Amri hosam amona havo, v'loi mashchir Rav Kahana l'kisna. Which means like this. Rav Kahana gave money for flax. He gave money for pishton. And he didn't, it wasn't around yet, the pishton. So he didn't make a Mashicha on it yet. Now, I going to ask me, halacha, ain't poiskim ala peiris. You're not allowed to be, the halacha in Bamatzia, and the Mishnah Bamatzia is, you cannot give money now for peiris and lock in a price. And that's a look, that's ribbis. Why? Because it looks like I'm getting better. For example, you go to a furniture store. They don't have any furniture there. So the guy says, "Here, you put, give me the full price right now. Give me money right now. I'm going to lock in the price of the dining room set $5,000. If you wait till it comes in, it's not $6,000, but it's $5,000 right now. That is ribbis. There's no suffix about it. It's ribbis. Even though you find stores that do that, you should know that's ribbis. So here, because you're locking in the price and it's not around, you didn't buy it yet, because you're taking the money now, so therefore, you are getting a better price. In any case, here, l'chara, how you lock up price? When this Rashi speaks out, it was Yotza Hashar. There's a heta of Yotza Hashar. If there's a going price for something, then it's mutter to price of Paris. What's the lumdus in that? I'm giving money to the Meicher. He doesn't have it yet. So we're saying, I'm locking in a price. How you lock in a price? It's a problem of ribbis. No, but if there's Yotza Hashar, which means, let's say I'm buying flax. Right now, flax are, this amount of flax is $1,000. So when I give you $1,000, since you could go to the store and buy it yourself, right now, it's $1,000, So therefore, that's like ki'ilu, it's called yeshlo. It's like he has it, and there's no problem placing on our parents. So the case over here was, it was Yatza Ashar.
Your furniture case.
Yeah, furniture case, yeah.
$5,000
today. No, there's no Yatza Ashar on furniture.
Have the same set.
Who?
Four of the stores.
Then that's the Yatza Ashar. Usually that's not the case by furniture. Furniture is usually custom, and it's usually Italian furniture. Every place has different things. Not the economy, a regular standard set, IKEA set, you're right. But we're talking here a regular furniture store that gets the stuff from Italy. Every store is different, every piece is different, usually not the same.
It same, apply to like an early
first. Yeah. I'm not going to go into camps now. No, that's not the sugi here. It's not Paiskan Al-Paris. But the same thing would apply to a swing set also. Now, anything you buy that is Paiskan Al-Paris would be the same problem. But in any case, the here, back to our sugi here. So let's concentrate over here because it's hard enough as it is. So, Army Hosam Amana Havoy, Lemashkev Kanai Kistna. Zog Rashi, that here the case was he gave money for the Paris and it was Yotah Hashah. Read Rashi inside just because. We had Amana Avayish Noslam Moyes Ba Amana of Loyal and Pishton. He didn't have Pishton when he got done. The Histu Imay Kashar Azul, like the price right now, Likle Kalashon of a Shar Zeh. The Tamba Matsio, Yotza Hashar, Poiskim, Avijan Lazel Yosef. The Shar goes out, then Poiskim, Avijan Lazel Yotza Hashar, even if he doesn't have it, he still could be Poisik on that Shar. Al Kaponim, so here what happened? So here Rav gave money for the Pishton. So just give an example. It's $1,000 right now. Okay, he gives the money, and it's just Ashar, it's mutter to do. Now, it went up to $2,000. So, he's allowed to give him the pishtum, because that's the halacha. But, here, you know what he's getting? He's getting money. And that's a problem. Getting money is a problem. But Rav l'tameh, don't Rav, oisiv amad ha-peiris, oisiv amad ha-dom. So, it means, what's the halacha like this? You give $1,000 to the peiris, it goes up to $2,000. So, it comes now, 8 months later, when you have to give a $2,000 to the peiris, the guy says, you know what, I don't want to give you peiris, I'm giving you the money instead. That loch is, it's also according to Rav. Why? That looks like ribbis. I give you 1,000, give back 2,000. If you give back the payers, it doesn't look as much as ribbis. But here, if I give you 1,000, give me back money, that's also. That's Rav's halacha. Oh, you said I'm one of the payers on some of the donums. So here, in a case where he didn't speak out that I'm doing it for Rav Kahana, and I sold it myself, so then it's mine, because no mashicha. So if you sold it for yourself, so then you taka sold it for yourself, and then you gave him money, that's also. So therefore, Rav tells him, if you sold it for Rav Kahana, so then you're a shliach of Rav Kahana, so then it's fine. It's not a problem because then the money is going straight from the lekeach to Rav Kahana. It's not from malva to it's not from loiva to malva at all. It's not from the lender to the borrower because the lender was the middle guy, and the money went to Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana was direct the direct dealer over here between those two. I'm just a shliach. Masha Inkin, if I don't see Rav Kahana's name, then I'm the one selling it. It's mine right now. I can sell it, and then when I give him money, I'm being over this halacha of oisim amana peres vein oisim amana v'damim. You're not allowed to give money instead. So that's the machlekes. It's Masha Fidim on the Yom Ha'agzon Rav, which is Rav Yanai, would hold that you could do damim. That's the Gemara above Metzia. It's not over here. But in any case, that's what's coming out. That's the case over here with the story of Rav, that he didn't make a mashicha. He didn't make a mashicha, and therefore it depends if he sells it for Rav Kahana or not.